You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are the Mad Men of Masculinity.
Your home for healthy masculinity. We're just real men having real conversations for you.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle up.
That's right. Buckle up, buttercup. I am Kirk M. Samuels.
And I am Jason B. Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. This is a real one, JBK. This is a real one, man.
Wait, where's the pause at, man? Why you mess up the introduction? You having brain farts today?
Dude, I don't know. We got a little, you know, it hiccuped or something like that, man. It hicked up in there somewhere, man. You know, they know who we are. I'm trying not to get fired up too quick. I'm trying not to get fired up too quick on this one, man. I'm trying not. All right, to, then. Man, but
I'll know, start it off. Since,
the, you know, these conversations, right, last... man. This.
Yeah. No. Since you don't want to get fired up too quick, I'll start it off real quick. Just for the folks that didn't watch the last episode, we talked about the emasculation of Will Smith. And it's a topic that's been coming up, and it seems like there's a trend going on. And granted, we've talked about some of the spoiled, entitled younger ladies out there and some of the, you know, actions and attitudes they have. But there seems to be, correct me if I'm wrong, or maybe it's just whatnot, but there seems to be this almost epidemic out in Hollywood and with celebrities, things like that, where they're just trying to suck every dude dry. And you know, Miss Smith is seems to be one of them.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. So this is one of them conversations that, and forgive us if we're talking over each other. Looks like as soon as we got on StreamYard here, our connection kind of got weird. But whatever, man. You'll get the point. You know, this is one of them conversations, man. This is a male-centric conversation. This is a male-centric platform that we're talking about, and you know, when I think of life is on end, and when I think about this thing, man, I'm like, these are the conversations that these guys that I would want to have with him, or that I want him to understand that there are certain types of women in this world, particularly single women, but either way, you know, if you're a single guy, you need to be careful. Like, if you're a single guy, you need to know that there's a certain breed of women out here in these streets that you need to look out for, man. And we're seeing it in the media. We're seeing it coming out of Hollywood these days. But it's something that I've experienced personally, and I think it's something that's prevalent. I went to public school. That was prevalent in our culture today, man. And we need to talk about this thing.
Yeah, what was popping up for me as I was kind of watching, I mean, we did the Miss Smith reaction kind of thing on Monday, and then I was watching that Britney thing, and was kind of popping up for me is the reason we were getting more of this entitlement and this kind of succubus syndrome thing. It seems to me like because there's not anyone saying no, like power corrupts. Absolutely. All you got to look at these ladies and see that a lot of them are just spoiled children that nobody's ever told them no. And then when you get into celebrity, it gets even worse because you got all these yes people and they got all the people around them, you know, just gassing them up all the time. And nobody's there going, hey, boundaries, no, that's crazy. And they get to this point of just kind of crazy town where, you know, they think the world's their oyster and they can do whatever they want with no consequences and no accountability. And we're seeing, I mean, I saw Will did some post about his marriage is this unconditional love experiment out in the media, yada, yada. That, I mean, if that's how you want to spin it, but she's still acting the way she's acting. I still see a lot of narcissistic tendencies coming from her directed towards you.
And you know what, man? So here's the pattern that I notice. You know, I'm not even going to say her name. I'll say her first name, but I'm not, you know, is. Her name is Jada. You've probably heard of her. She's married to my favorite actor, Will Smith. And she's been eviscerating this guy for years, absolutely years. And lately now her latest endeavor is to put more business out there, more embarrassing, emasculating business out there, particularly of his, more embarrassing information out there of his, all in an effort to sell books. And then I look up again and I see another female in Hollyweird, Britney Spears. I see her out there, you know, just putting out all kinds of information past and stuff that happened a long time ago. And you know, she's putting Justin Timberlake's business out there all out in the street. I don't know if it's true or not, whatever. But she's putting all that out in the street. Why? To sell books. You know, this dude, Justin Timberlake, is, you know, he's married. He's living his life. You don't hear nothing from these guys, but you hear these women putting, I mean, basically throwing these guys past and information and all that under the bus. Why? For their own benefit, for their own profiting. And, you know, and we call it the succubus syndrome because, you know, if you don't know, you know, that term, that whole idea of a succubus is a female demon, kind of a somewhat mythological creature, a female demon whose intent, whose drive is to suck the life out of men. Now, a lot of men will hear that and say, that ain't no demon. That's somebody that I know and I can give you her name. but there's a lot of there's a culture thing happening. And I see it in the context of that of a female who's willing to see a man's virtue and to sell out that virtue for her own gain because of something that she doesn't have or something that she doesn't give. And normally, and what we're seeing is normally you see this from a female who doesn't really have anything or doesn't have as much as what, you know, the guy in this scenario has. And she's willing to put information, you know, false or not, out there in the street for his demise just because of something that she doesn't have that she wants to get.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we as guys have gotten to get used to and we've been taught to get used to, and there's not much reciprocation on the other side, but that's how ladies fight. You know, they can't beat us physically, so they're going to take you down psychologically and destroy your character. But what seems to be, to me, the worst part about it is, like, they're not, in most of these cases, they're not even together. I mean, apparently Jada and Will have been separated since 2016. And Brittany and Justin, they ain't been together since like the early 2000s, 20 years. Why are you going to be putting all this business out there? I get it. You want to vent. Maybe your fans want to know, but it's not a good look. And poor Justin sitting there with his family, poor Jessica, just like, what? Why? Putting all my business out in the streets, whether it's true or not. It's not, that's old, that's past. And that's why we wanted to bring this up, because we see that not just out in the celebutards, we see that out in the real world, where I see a lot of ladies who are miserable and have very high standards and will not take no for an answer. And then they wonder why they're miserable. Well, if all you're getting is yeses and you have no boundaries, no standards, no foundation to live from, then it makes it so that nothing, you know, you can't ever be satisfied. Part of creation, one of the reasons we have this dissatisfaction 2 minutes after we get our gift and we get a new car, so like that, is because it leads to the next creation. But if all you're doing is getting, it's kind of the same thing. If you don't play games to just win, like if you were playing soccer, you wouldn't just want to stand in front of the goal in an empty stadium and just kick goals into the goal. You want some competition, you want some resistance, you want some pushback. And if you're not getting resistance and pushback, you're not building resistance, you're not building muscle, you're not building character, and then you end up just being soulless in this kind of succubus thing where it's just gimme, gimme, gimme. And if you don't give me, even if you do give me, I'm still going to try to suck you dry. And we keep seeing this going on over and over again out in different parts of the world, and it's always the ladies.
The reality is, we're not talking about every woman. But the dog that howls is the one that got hit by the rock you threw, right? And so if this upsets you, then we may be talking about you. Otherwise, we're not talking about you. But like I said, if I'm having a conversation with my son, he needs to know that he needs to be aware of who he attaches himself to. Brittany and Justin were never even married, but because of the attachment, now she's willing to go and sell out him and everything he has going on now for her own benefit. And this is an absolute pattern we see in our culture, especially with modern femininity and all this other thing of, you know, modern feminism. And I'll say modern feminism, not modern femininity, modern feminism, where what we see in our culture, generally speaking, if you're single, guys, if you're single, normally the norm in our culture is women don't normally open up their virtue to men who they don't see having more than them. And the word we would put to that is hypergamy, where normally in our culture, guys, and you can, you know, use this how you will, this information, normally women will open themselves up to you in every way when they see you having more than them and see you see that virtue as something that they would like to tap into. And that's just generally speaking across the board. Normally you don't find women dating down. That's not really rare. Normally they see a guy as dating up, right? And so you got to understand that when you have, I'm going to call it virtue because I can't think of another word, but when you have something that is attractive about you, when you have something to offer, you got to understand that that is a commodity and you got to be careful who you allow to attach to that commodity. Because if you allow the wrong woman, if you allow the wrong female entity to attach to that commodity, then she will be willing to put all of those chips in the middle of the table when she needs to come big on the hand that she sees as good. And so guys, you need, especially, I mean, I'm talking in particular guys out there who are single in the dating market, all this other kind of stuff. If you're already married, lockdown, dude, that's a whole nother Oprah. You need to talk to somebody else. But guys that are out there single, this is one of them things that we need to worry about. We need to have our eyes out. We need to be aware of, because this is very prevalent in our culture. Again, if she sees something that is virtuous about you, something that you have that she doesn't have, to her, that's something that she can easily use for leverage later in the wrong hand, in the hands of a wrong person, in the wrong woman. Again, not talking about every woman. But at the same time, ladies, y'all know these are your friends, right? And y'all aren't checking these women. Y'all aren't coming out saying, girl, you need to stop. That probably didn't happen that way. Or, girl, you need to back off. You should not be putting that man's business out there. Let that man move on. Y'all have moved on. And so, ladies, if this is not you, you know a woman who is like this. But this is something that's very prevalent in our culture.
Yeah, gentlemen, it's time to take note. Take notes, to be wide awake, eyes open, and make sure if you start dating someone, because women naturally are hypergamous. It's just in their DNA. They want the biggest, baddest guys because in their DNA, that's how the children survive. That's how they can make sure that they were safe and secure. Nowadays, it's a completely different world. They don't necessarily need us to quote unquote survive. And we hear that quite a lot in the modern feminism movement, where it's like, I don't need no man. Well, okay, go live out in the woods, build a house and hunt and grow your own food. That's fine. But for you guys, got to make sure when you're getting with a woman that she obviously sees something valuable in you. And for some of those guys who maybe get lucky, or you think you got lucky because you got a woman who makes more than you and whatnot, there's something else she values in you. And so find out what that is and make sure that you promote that. But make sure that she can take accountability. She could take structure, and it doesn't have to always be her structure, that she doesn't always have to be the one leading, and make sure that her past doesn't have a pattern of this kind of succubus syndrome of just one guy after another sucking them dry and leaving them. I mean, I can't imagine how some of these ladies who are on their like fifth husband and all the other ones have either died or been just, she's taking them for everything they're worth, how they keep getting married. Like some guys got to be like, hey, hang on a second. How many times you've been married before, and how broke are they now, or are they still alive? Like, what? There's got to be signs there. So pay attention, because there's so many good women out there who get looked over, just like there's so many good men out there who get looked over because they don't fit into a certain box. I sent Kirk one of these little TikTok videos where there's like a panel, and it's just amazing today how bad women talk about men. And some guy was like, well, men don't really care about you being of a higher standard. Most of the time, we date down. So we don't care about dating a girl at Starbucks or Burger King or Chipotle or whatever. And he's like, would you girls ever do that? And everyone was like, I don't date bums. I don't date that. It's like, why you got to be so defaming? Why do you have to be so, you know, put us down so much when there may be a lot of those guys who do those jobs you might consider bummish, or you might consider too blue collar or too low end and don't make the money that you think you deserve. Those are the family men. Those are the hard workers. Those are the ones that would actually probably be the best partner for you. But you got to get your head out your butt and start looking at what true value is, because money isn't everything. Money isn't everything, especially the way things are going on in the economy and the world right now. If you meet a guy who can hunt and farm, you might want to grab onto him, ladies and gentlemen. If you meet a woman who's all about just money and fashion and city stuff, you might need to go find you a little country girl who could probably, you know, milk a cow and help you out on the farm or something, because you know, you never know what's going on. But right now it looks like we're getting back to a subsistence thing for a little while, maybe.
You know, I was all, in all honesty, I was kind of one of the things I was, as I was kind of getting in my mind right for this conversation, one thing I couldn't stand on is what the tipping point is to how you know if somebody is one or the other, if somebody, you know, if based on their past. And one of the things that you just mentioned in terms of, can she take accountability for herself, for her actions, for her past? You know, when is she able to come back to you out of the blue and say, you know what, when I did that, man, I shouldn't have done that. That was my fault or whatever. I apologize. I want to do better. You know, can she take, for lack of a better word, correction, coaching? Can she take feedback? All these other kind of things. Or is everything somebody else's fault? Is every ex a bad guy? You know, did every ex do her wrong or the same way? And is she always the victim of every story? You know, there's another video going around of a young lady who refused to get out of a car on her first date because the guy took her to Cheesecake Factory. And she refused because she looked too good to, how dare anybody see her walking into a Cheesecake Factory, as opposed to some, because it was a chain restaurant, as opposed to some fancy high-end, you know, restaurant or whatever that's not a chain restaurant. And in reality is, I mean, this guy, very nice guy, very great guy, as the story goes, and they've done interviews together and all this other stuff. And you know, this guy had plans for a very nice restaurant, reservations and all that kind of stuff. She was an hour late getting ready. He waited outside of her house for an hour for her to come down and get ready. So they missed the appointment that they had at this other restaurant. Yet she, not only did she not get out of the car, but she put him on like a live stream, Instagram live or some kind of TikTok or live stream to embarrass this dude. Like, how dare he? I'm not getting out of the car. How dare he take me to a chain restaurant? I mean, these are the kind of mentalities that are huge red flags. And guys, we need to immediately, and credit to this guy, he got in his car. He was like, well, then we'll be out of here, you know, and he drove her back home and dropped her off. But these are the kind of clues that we need to be aware of as men, especially if you're out here in the singles, you know, in a singles bent, in a single status, and you're looking for, you know, you're looking for a date, you're looking for a mate, all these other kind of things. These are flags we need to pay attention to, because I'm telling you, there's a pattern out here in this Western culture of these modernized, you know, modernized feminine, you know, femininity, whatever, feminism movement of, no, you need to cater to me and everything you have is mine. Everything I have is mine. And when I feel like I don't have enough and I want more, I'm willing to sacrifice yours. I'm willing to put your log on the fire to keep me warm, because I'm a little bit cold. And this is something that is a pattern in some women that are out here. And we need to be aware of this succubus syndrome that's happening in this culture.
Yeah, we've done the pretty princess syndrome episode, and it seems like a lot of the pretty princesses have started turning into evil succubus because nobody's checking them. And, you know, as human beings, we need to be checked. We need to have boundaries. We need to have standards. We need to have some resistance in our life to build character, to build strength, to build virtue. And gentlemen, a couple of red flags right off the bat. If you go to your first date and you're on a job interview all of a sudden, what do? How much do you make? Where you can take me? Next, get out of there. Make sure you're taking your time to find out who she really is. Because it's, you know, we, how often we talk about it, at least 18 months, if, you know, not longer, all the oxytocin and serotonin and all the love hormones are flowing when you get into a relationship. So make sure you don't get overly attached too soon. Make sure you know who she is. And then make sure you start, you know, S-testing her. They S-test us all the time. And it's just part of their nature. They want to make sure we have a strong foundation, that we have a spine, that we can stand up for ourselves, that we can tell them no. And if she's one of those ones that can't take no, bounce. Because in a true relationship, in a family, in a, you know, cooperative, you know, coming together of two people, there's back and forth, there's give and take, there's cooperation, there's consolidation or compromise. I mean, all these things. And so many ladies we see, and a lot of them are younger. I mean, a lot of the ladies in our age, I don't see a lot there. There's some that we see, and they're still single and probably will be forever. But for the most part, it's these younger ladies who've been told they're princesses and probably had nice guy dads and didn't have anybody to tell them no and set boundaries. Ladies, no is not a bad word. It's actually a good word, and you want a man who can tell you no, because if he can tell you no, he can tell other women no. That means he has standards, he has boundaries, he has foundation. And gentlemen, if you can't tell her no and she won't accept no, run, run.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times with these women that we're talking about, a lot of times what they do is they blame their bad behavior on others. In particular, they blame it on a man from their past. They blame their bad behavior on some man in the past, whether it's, you know, a father that didn't do this and that, or an ex that didn't do this and that, or something along those lines, you know, and they're willing to throw all of that under the bus. I'm telling you, you know, they're willing to throw your reputation under the bus for their own gain. If they see these types of women, these succubi that we're talking about, they are willing to throw everything you have under the bus for their own gain or for their own benefit, whether it's your reputation, your resources, or whatever it is. And they can't walk away from that. And they will let their bad behavior be pointed at your direction. And so these women are women you need to avoid at all costs. And they tell on themselves, to your point, they tell on themselves in the beginning when they start blaming the ex, when they can't take any kind of, when you see right up front that there's drama and all this other kind of stuff, when they need you to cater to them, and when they need you to, this young lady with the whole Cheesecake Factory thing, she's like, I'm supposed to be courted because I look like this. And her idea of courting is you're supposed to bow down and worship me and do what I want and, you know, open the wallet, open everything up to me and all these other kind of things. I'm telling you, if she's going after your resources right up front, she sees your resources as hers, unearned, and she's willing to sacrifice those resources on the back end when it doesn't work out for her.
Yeah, and if you want a fun little news statistic that's just come out, ladies, you might want to strap in for this one. The divorce rate for lesbian couples is now about 75%. And in those divorces, the couples are having the same complaints as men. They're feeling ignored, feeling like the relationship's unequal, unbalanced, cheating, and a lack of compassion and caring. Oh, domestic violence was the last one. So if that's happening in lesbian mm-hmm, couples, mm-hmm. and that's usually two women, I would assume maybe, ladies, it's time to look at and start checking these other women. Because when you're not given any boundaries, when you can't take no, when you don't have any foundation, then you go off the deep end. And then nothing, you know, that's why we have all these psycho succubus crazy women out there now who are basically destroying their families, destroying the world, destroying their exes. I mean, they're this apocalypse, you know, on family and healthy relationships right now that's happening. And it's the worst part about it is that I keep seeing it. It's become pop culture. All these young women, all these young girls are seeing this and emulating that behavior and thinking that's the way they're supposed to be. I'm a boss, babe. I don't get told no. You bow down to me. Good luck ever finding a healthy relationship.
Yeah, these types of women have a deep sense of entitlement. They have a sense of, I don't need to bring anything because I am everything. And again, everything that you have is mine, and everything that I have is mine. I don't want to hear your problems. I don't want to hear your challenges. I don't want to hear your traumas from the past. I don't care about any of that because I have a sense of entitlement. I have a sense of me, 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 me. And quite often they live a lot of their lives on social media where, I mean, they want to put all of that stuff out there, you know, for the sympathy, for the whatever, and they see themselves as the prize, but they haven't brought anything to be a prize. They want to be protected. They want to be cared for. They want to be provided for, like most all women, but they don't want to receive. They don't want to be the person to receive any of those kind of things. And so these are the types of women that we're talking about. And again, this is a conversation that I'm going to tag my son in this because I want him and all of his friends, everybody he knows, all the young single guys who are great guys who want to do the right thing and who eventually want a great woman to love. I want them to be aware that these types of women are out here in this modern feminism, Western culture that they need to be careful of, especially the good guys, because then the good guys get this experience. And guess what? They're not good guys anymore. They assume that every woman is like that. And they begin to take that out on every woman, even though it's only some woman.
Yeah, I mean, we keep seeing this bottomless pit of take coming from, you know, you got to give me everything. I'm not bringing anything. I'm not going to reciprocate anything. And to your point, to RJ, to his, you know, Navy buddies, and to any of you guys overseas in the military, be careful in some of these other countries too, because they will come on strong and be like, hey, you know, I will be the best woman you ever want. And then you get them back to the States and, oh, here we go. Everything you have is mine and I want everything and I'm going to divorce you and take half your stuff. And now I got a green card. Great. So you got to be careful. You got to vet. So, I mean, it's tough. I know a lot of us are lonely out there, gentlemen. I know we don't really have the heart space and the structure right now to want to sit there and spend the time to vet a woman. But if they're going to vet us, we got to vet them. And for your own sake, you got to vet them to make sure they are somebody you can build with. They are somebody who can reciprocate. They are somebody who is compassionate and cooperative and somebody that you can actually build a life with versus another dependent that's just another drag on you and somebody else you got to take care of that's going to end up basically wiping you out later on because she's not really bringing anything to the table. You got to make sure, and this goes both ways. I mean, we know that for a successful relationship, you both got to be bringing 100%. But if you have been taught, ladies, that you're the princess, you don't have to bring anything, and you're the table, you ain't the table, and what you are really bringing is nothing. Look back 100 years ago, look back to our grandparents, our great-grandparents, so these people that actually had something. Like, they had their roles, they had their places to be, they provided something as a unit to that family. He did this, and she did that, and then they came together for the family.
Mm-hmm. You know, I told my son my advice that I've been telling him for the past year and a half. Don't get locked up and don't get nobody knocked up. I mean, at this point in your life, you don't need either one of them. And the latter being, you don't need anybody. I mean, there are women out there who will seek to partake in your seed for their own benefit. And a lot of times, you know, our kryptonite as men is female femininity and female sexuality. This is a little bit off in left field, but this is also why I think it's very dangerous for men to be deeply addicted to pornography. I mean, that is a succubus spirit that wants to take everything that we have, our time, our effort, our semen, our testosterone. I mean, you go on and on. And then we have nothing, we have no masculinity left to offer the world because we're at home on a screen getting dull all day and all night. And then when we go out into the world where sharp knives and sharp swords are needed, we don't have that available. And so, I mean, that's a artificial form of the succubus. There are very real forms, 3D human being forms of the same thing who are willing to literally suck you dry so that you have nothing else to offer and you have everything that they want that they can pass on. And I'm telling you, these women are out here. Ladies, if it ain't you, it's somebody you know. Men, especially young men, single men, be careful because they are out there, man. I've had people put, I mean, spit with stuff out there in the street, the rumors that wasn't even true. accused me of stuff that wasn't even true because they had nothing to offer and they were trying to gather stuff. I've had all these different experiences, and I'm telling you, I mean, it's something we see in Hollywood these days, but it's very, very real. I'll leave my piece at that.
Yeah, it's definitely something to keep your eyes open and make sure that you strengthen your heart so that you can be alone and be that strong warrior. Because to Kirk's point, when you isolate, and I'm the king of isolation, is how I grew up, and it's something I deal with daily. But when you isolate and medicate and you use things like alcohol, pornography, things like that, it does suck you dry. Those spirits will suck you dry and leave you a husk. So finding outlets, gentlemen, to if you get tired from work, take a nap, get a meditation, go to the gym afterwards, do something to sharpen your sword, to make you better. Because ironically, when you stop chasing the women and you start making yourself a better man, they start chasing you. And now you have a leg to stand on. Now you have a foundation and you can actually bet them much easier and much better. And you won't feel so nose wide open, nice guy, like I'm starving over here and somebody throw me a bone. You need to be the man with the bone. They need to become chasing it. Just saying. So make sure you pay attention to what's going on in the media, because, you know, microcosm, macrocosm, big picture, little picture. If it's happening out there, it's happening in your backyard too. And for all you good ladies out there that know this is going on, come together and start calling these ladies out. And for the love of God, protect your male friends. If you know that girl is like that, tell him and say, no, no, no. I don't care what her butt looks like. Run away. Run away fast. We need us healthy people that are trying to be healthy and better. We need to come together. And for we want to thank you for joining the Mad Men Mafia. We want to make sure you like and subscribe. Hit that bell icon. And if you have comments, go ahead and put them in there. We'll respond to them and let us know what you want to talk about next time, because it's starting to get spicy, y'all. I don't know if it's this full moon, the eclipse, or what, but it's getting spicy out there. And until next time, Mad Men, we out.